Late payments are on the rise here in the UAE, with metal traders and construction firms hit the hardest. That's according to new research from the French insurance firm Coface. And I'm delighted to welcome into the Dubai Eye studio their regional CEO, Massimo Falcioni. Massimo, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Although I'm a little bit concerned at the findings of your research. Late payments on the rise. Tell us more.
Yeah. Well, liquidity was an issue in 2016, actually. So we monitor 23,000 businesses in the Gulf, and 60% of them are in the UAE. What we do as a credit insurer, we monitor their behavior, so the payments. So what we registered in 2016, due to a tough liquidity situation, we saw three situations: delay of payments, non-payments, and also, unfortunately, some runaway cases. So notification overdue have increased in all key sectors. And
in every sector?
Yeah. All the sectors have the same situation. Well, there are two components, actually. On one end, there was a low demand, global demand, and traditionally the UAE is a re-export and export country. So the demand was low. In some industries, in some sectors specifically, I'm talking about metal traders or commodity traders, also there was a price effect which impacted the liquidity of companies. So the first behavior of companies was to extend, to delay the payments. And this was very normal, actually. And if it's short term, but if you continue for a long year, well, this might lead to non-payments, which is exactly what we registered.
Do you make a distinction between inability to pay and willing withholding of payment?
Yes, of course. The point, the important thing, what we try to understand and analyze is if the company has the fundamental to continue to restructure its payment. Now, one important thing which happened, especially in the UAE, was the insolvency law, which has been announced and we expect to be implemented in 2017. Traditionally, insolvency law helped to restructure the debt. So what we see, we make a distinction between the companies which are really insolvent and are not in the capability to repay what is due, by those who can restructure and reschedule the payment. And traditionally in the region, this happens in between a couple of years. So there could be a maximum extension of rescheduling of the payments in 2 years' time.
What has this done for your business, Massimo? Because as you mentioned earlier on, what Coface does, it's quite niche. You insure credit risk. So explain in your terms what it is you do. And then what I want to know is, are you having to make more payments? Have you seen claims for these defaults rise in
Good.
Recent months?
Well, it's quite easy, actually. Every seller which sell on credit expose itself to a risk of non-payment. So what we do, we protect against such kind of risk. And how do we do that? We collect information on the buyers of our customers. And what we try to do is to understand if they are solvent. And if they're not, of course, every company has a probability of default. So depending on the need of any company of their exposure, we adapt the request of the limit to all the companies.
So if Malcolm is selling me a consignment of oranges and he delivers the oranges and I'm going to pay him in 30 days or 60 days or something like that, he's effectively lent me money, hasn't he? And you insure that. He can go to Coface and say, I'm not sure Richard Dean's going to pay me for the oranges. He's a bit dodgy. Can I get some insurance, please, Coface?
It works like this. I think, actually, the important thing is that you have to come to Coface before you decide to open credit, to trade on open credit with Malcolm. Because the important thing is the prevention. What we can do, especially, for instance, to SMEs, which they don't have database or accurate information, we can assess the risk and we can know how much you can be exposed in that case.
So how can you, this is interesting. You talked about, was it 23,000 companies that you monitor just in the Gulf alone? You're one of the biggest in the world at this. So your net spreads wide. But how do you get that information on Richard Dean's company? Because we don't have a system of filing public accounts here. Listed companies do, but they're the minority, aren't they?
This is one of the biggest challenges for credit insurer. So what we do is a unique model that we visit the businesses. So we have credit analysts, field credit analysts, which visit the businesses, meet the entrepreneurs, and try to understand exactly what is going on in that specific company. Based on that, and with the experience we have in the sector, combining all the information, we can assess the risk of the company. The important thing is that we have a unique database, which is the payments, the behavior. Every business can be insured and monitored by other businesses. So this unique database is the major source of information from us, and of course also from our customers. They also exchange information regarding the sectors and how they used to trade with their buyers. So this set, the full set of information that we collect, give us the opportunity to assess the risk.
Well, I've actually visited the Coface offices in Paris about 20 years ago when I was working for a rating agency, and I know that, you know, big demand from Coface for rating reports on banks and companies as well. But does it imply that most of the companies that you insure the products of are French?
No, it was at the beginning, because Coface means Compagnie Française d'Assurance pour le Commerce Extérieur. It was the export credit agency of the French government, but has been privatized actually 15 years ago, and now is a private company and stock quoted in the French stock market. We continue to serve the French government till a few weeks ago actually, where we decided, and the French government decided, to take on all the activity, including our expertise, the colleagues, and just a couple of weeks ago this has been transferred and fully completed. So today Coface is serving all businesses, all companies from all nationalities.
So does that mean the government, the French government, is now a competitor to Coface?
No, actually we serve them, and French government, Coface used to cope with all governments. Don't be surprised that we actually partner with 74 ECAs in the world, including the government of Dubai as an ECA, export credit agency, and what we provide is reinsurance capacity, underwriting capacity, and information.
Well, in the UAE, we'd go back to that figure you mentioned. You saw a 4% rise in the delay of payments because of a lack of bank lending and liquidity crunch. How significant do you think that 4% is? Do you see the picture improving this year?
Well, that data was referred actually to the third quarter. When we saw in the end of the year, we included the fourth quarter, that grew up at 8%. So 2016 was very tough regarding for payments, for delay of payments. And we have some sectors, including construction, for instance, general trading and IT, which was quite challenging.
You say there have been 814 runaway cases of UAE-based businesses from the middle of 2015 to the end of last year. We've got a new bankruptcy law that's coming in very, very soon. Do you think that will help? Do you think people will be less likely to run away if there's an orderly bankruptcy procedure, or is that just wishful thinking?
Yes, definitely. It's very important because not only for the behavior of individuals, but also the attitude in the market. When there is a restructuring, a bankruptcy law, it is possible to give a chance to the entrepreneur to restructure his payment and to make his business to continue. This is quite normal in many, many businesses, and especially in the SMEs sector. So it will help. Of course, we need to see the implementation. That would be very, very important, how it would be implemented. But traditionally, a bankruptcy law helps a lot to restructure the business and give confidence also to every business that can collect and recover what is not being paid on the due time.
One bit of information that came out of your report on a GCC level intrigued me. This is your survey states that all GCC countries except Kuwait have seen economic contraction in 2016. Correct. And in some ways, I would have expected Kuwait to contract more than other regional countries. I mean, they're highly dependent on oil with a falling oil price, and Kuwait has got a stated aim of getting rid of half of the expatriates there, effectively reducing their population by a third. And although they're just starting that attrition process, it's difficult to understand why they performed better than other GCC states.
Well, they performed better because they immediately took an action to reduce all the investment projects they have. So they have a sort of fiscal reduction, and they knew that they were not in the capability to sustain the development more. So they reduce the spending. And this is the reason why they give more chance inside the country to, stabilize the economy. And also, the important thing is that the banking sector, which is in Kuwait, and is also very important. Because what happened here, actually, especially in the UAE, and differently also than in Saudi, but it happened in Kuwait, the banking system can support, of course, the economy. The banking system is strictly related to the projects which are in the country. So if the projects which are in the country stabilize, there are the payments, the banking system can work and can, feed companies and lend money, and borrowers are happy because they can continue their business. This is what happened in Kuwait. In other countries, this didn't happen. Just an example, you see, in UAE, that was an important issue because the banking sector at a certain moment didn't get the guarantees they wanted to have, especially from the SMEs, and they reduced the lending. In fact, I'm not surprised about the recent initiative by the central bank of the UAE, which decided to ask the banks to lend for more, especially SMEs. I know that they just issued a draft paper on that, which is, somehow inserting giving some mechanism in order to sustain the SMEs and explain why some lending is not given.
It's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Massimo Falcioni is the regional CEO of COFAS, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.